AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made an impassioned plea for more military aid to defend his country. President Biden and world leaders have been taking part in emergency world summits in Brussels. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says they are organizing the effort to handle Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Today, NATO leaders agreed to reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term, to face a new security reality. On land, we will have substantially more forces in the eastern part of the alliance at higher readiness.
Stoltenberg, too, said the alliance is united in condemning the Kremlin's unprovoked aggression and in our support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. will be welcoming 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and provide an additional $1 billion in food, medicine, water, and other supplies. The U.N. General Assembly approved a resolution blaming Russia for the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and urged an immediate ceasefire. Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination hearings wrap up today in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Testifying today, Ann Claire Williams with the American Bar Association. Their view of Jackson?
Humble, brilliant, consensus builder. The question we kept asking ourselves, how does one human being do so much? So extraordinarily well.
Texas Republican John Cornyn questioned the independence of the ABA in evaluating nominees.
Whether we should take the testimony of the standing committee at face value or whether you're a combatant in the political battles that rage here in Washington sometimes over judicial nominations.
A unanimous Supreme Court ruled against an elected public college official in Texas who complained his colleague's censure of his actions violated his free speech rights. This is AP News. Help may be on the way to cover the higher prices for food and gas.
If you were the average family, you had to spend $3,500 more last year to buy the same amount of goods and services that you got in previous years. But now, your governor or lawmakers in your state might come to the rescue. Many are considering a simple solution. Send you money. Maine's governor wants to send most residents $850. Minnesota's governor is proposing income tax rebate checks of $1,000 per couple. California's governor wants to give out fuel debit cards of up to $800 to use at the gas pump. All of those governors are Democrats. Critics, including many Republican lawmakers, say the money won't go very far. Instead, they want permanent tax cuts. I'm Rita Foley.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week fell to its lowest level in 52 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.